Water demands in towns and farms across the western United States are increasing with each new year. Has actual shortage of water been experienced in a significant way in the western states? And if it has, what can we do to avoid serious water scarcity? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Water use in the U.S. western states has been governed by the appropriative doctrine since the settlers first moved their homes and families across the prairies of our country. Priority of use was created by assigning rights based on who first diverted creek, river, or lake waters for the benefit of the land and diverter. This approach to manage the sometimes limited surface waters in the West has largely worked. The West quickly thrived from its water successes, but quickly reached new limits because surface waters are only as reliable as the most serious drought of the time. The invention of the pump opened up an entirely new water resource that gained popularity where surface water didn't exist. New rules for groundwater use were made and some exemptions were allowed for certain types of domestic and agricultural users. Surface water and groundwater were treated as separate buckets of water that had no influences on one another. Mike Leda is commissioner of Yakima County in the state of Washington. Among the many topics that he has become involved with, water is at the top of the list. Mike explained to me how water is treated in his area and what concern he has in future decision making.
Well, throughout the Yakima River Basin, there are, again, surface water rights, and some of the latecomers, if you will, the utilization of surface water, have what are called junior water rights. And then there are senior water rights. Those having senior water rights that were first in line basically receive all the rights that they were given at the time that they started using those waters. The junior water right holders, it was known way back then that there was times that water would be short, i.e. Droughts, or that the total system demand couldn't really, even when there isn't droughts, was on somewhat of a marginal basis. So those junior water right holders, when droughts do occur, and they are becoming more frequent, because our fifth reservoir, if you will, is our snowpack in our watersheds. So we have four primary reservoirs plus a snowpack. If we receive minimal snowpack, which has become a more reoccurring event, it's not every decade or so, now it's becoming every 3 or 4 years that we get into these critical points. We have orchardists receiving only 30% of their allotted water. And therefore, it is having a direct impact on the economy of Yakima County. So, with that understanding, they have reverted to pulling well water, if you will, to supplement those surface junior water rights. Now comes into question, are those wells that they're using also subject to those same junior water rights? And then all the other wells that are quote-unquote exempt, how should they be affected, or are they? And so in Kittitas County, the solution was, because they were not able to come to a solution, was to say, we're going to declare a moratorium. We're going to stop further development and use of exempt wells out of this watershed until we can get clear understanding and handle on how we're going to manage our water in the coming years, because make no mistake about it, water demands will continue to increase. And so then you have to ask yourself, if those are increasing with a finite resource, how are we going to collectively manage our water resources in a better manner?
The state of Washington is definitely dealing with some hard issues. Realizing the connection between surface water and groundwater has resulted in disallowing groundwater pumping by exempt users. Even a moratorium on building new homes has occurred up the hill from Yakima County. The western part of Kittitas County is recognized as an area at the top of the watershed, and that means water that falls there is earmarked for senior water right holders located down gradient in Yakima County. This far-reaching water influence is just far enough away that people feel in the upper watershed that it's unfair that an area like Kittitas County, that appears so abundant in water, be treated as a water-scarce area. One public meeting after another, special committees, and plenty of conversations between businesses in the farming and development communities have fueled the intensity of this problem. Mike has seen the controversy and hardship experienced by the community. He offers insight to other regions of our country that will also be experiencing similar issues.
Don't wait. Water is a finite resource. Population growth is essential to all communities to be vibrant. Therefore, the demand upon that finite resource will only continue to grow. So then it becomes an issue of not only simply just saying, well, we need more water, or we need to capture more water. It's extremely important to start devising better uses of that water, defining how those waters will be more prudently used, and even coming down to the point of saying, I'm not going to leave my lawn sprinklers on an unlimited amount of time. I mean, we have basically been blessed by having a bountiful country of fertile lands and water. But again, as we continue to consume those assets, we have to become better stewards of the land and the natural resources that have been given to us and not be wasteful. So my advice to any community is do not wait. Do not come to the point where moratoriums have to be declared or we say no. There's always better ways and better solutions if we have enough time to be able to communicate that to each other and to listen to each other and be respectful of each other's collective interests.
Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.